Acting city manager Bill Howell says he isn't worried about the loss of alcohol taxes for this year.
So our budget year runs from July 1st to June 30th. So, I mean, we've got, you know, alcohol revenues coming in through January, I believe, you know, so there's about a half a year of revenues from that.
He says since the liquor store won't close until 90 days after the election is certified, the city will receive at least some of the projected $500,000 in revenue. Plus, the alcohol sales tax isn't necessarily going away. It's just transforming. Under local option, it becomes the alcohol use tax. It's a tax on the storage, use, and consumption of alcohol in the city. Under local option, if you ship in alcohol from Brown Jug in Anchorage, you'll pay the alcohol use tax to Bethel. And if you fly in alcohol in your luggage, you're supposed to inform the city's finance department and pay taxes on the alcohol you bring in. City Clerk Lori Strickler admits she doesn't know how this will be enforced. So there will still be alcohol revenue for the city. But as time goes on, Howell agrees it won't be as much as when the liquor stores were in business.
Going into the FY21 budget, I think that we're going to be taking a real close look at that.
But for this year, he doesn't anticipate having to make any changes to the budget. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.